NPR has been on the receiving end of significant criticism today. The outcry stems from the network's decision last night to terminate the contract of our longtime colleague, senior news analyst Juan Williams. Williams made controversial comments about Muslims earlier this week on the Fox News channel. Tonight, he fired back at NPR over his termination. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik joins us. And David, for listeners who haven't heard, why don't you walk us through what Juan said on Monday on Fox News and how that got him into trouble?
Well, I believe we have a brief clip here to give listeners a taste. Let's hear that.
When I get on a plane, I got to tell you, if I see people who are in Muslim garb, and I think, you know, they're identifying themselves first and foremost as Muslims, I get worried. I get nervous.
So that was Monday on the Fox News channel. After Williams said that, some listeners and liberal groups and Muslim civil rights organizations protested. I spoke with the official of one of them at the Council on American Islamic Relations, and he said for somebody as prestigious and prominent as Juan Williams to say that seems to might legitimize in the ears and eyes of many viewers the idea that it's okay to feel that, that it's okay to racially profile Muslims, and it's okay to feel fear on that. So that was a problem. At the same time, then his bosses here at NPR said, you know, Juan is taking extremely strong positions, or at least seeming to, on controversial issues of the day. And that's in contravention with what they point to within the NPR ethics policy, which says you can't really do that. You can't take strong opinions. You're here to report and to analyze, not to take a strong point of view.
Okay. Well, this evening, Juan Williams was back on Fox's O'Reilly Factor, firing back at NPR. What did he say?
Well, he was very emotional. He was clearly angry. He said it, they made it personal. One of the things he said was, in fact, he was trying to make the opposite point, that, in fact, even though he felt that as an emotion, that bigotry couldn't be tolerated. And he said NPR misunderstood, but that it wanted to misunderstand. And here's why he said NPR did that.
You know what? I don't fit in their box, Bill.
No, I know that.
I don't fit in their box. I'm not predictable, black, liberal. And let me tell you something else. You were exactly right when you said, you know what this comes down to? They were looking for a reason to get rid of me because I appear on Fox News.
That's right.
They don't want me talking to you.
And in fact, Juan, in an online column for Fox News, which is now part of his new expanded portfolio at Fox News with a new 3-year contract there, you know, Juan said NPR is run by sort of a left-wing group and that it had been hammering over the years because of his association with Fox.
How has NPR management responded, David, to what Juan is saying?
They've said, look, it's very clear this is nothing to do with Fox News. They say it's because Juan, over the years, a number of times, and this is not the first, has seemed to take strong opinions, both in print and opinion columns, but particularly in the more heated confines of Fox News, in ways that they weren't comfortable with. They didn't want the NPR brand associated with that. They say it's important to maintain independent journalistic objectivity.
And fair to say, NPR has been flooded with emails today. Fox has been encouraging their viewers to write to NPR. And also, there's been some pretty strong reaction from some high-profile conservative voices.
I think the word you're seeking is bludgeon there. A number of prominent Republicans and conservatives have said they will seek to eliminate federal funding for NPR. NPR only gets a minute amount of its money from federal sources, but it's also important for some of its member stations.
Okay, NPR's David Folkenflik. Thank you very much.
You bet.